Avin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. So we ended off in the previous Mishnah that if one was afraid because of Listim, that they would attack him while he was sitting there waiting until after Shabbos, so he can carry tefillin, even a bunch of tefillin, pachas mi dalaramas. A little at a time, he wouldn't walk dalaramas. He would start and stop, do a kirin hanacha, less than dalad amas, and it wouldn't be an issa midiraisa. However, Bishimon was choshesh for this, and he held that if there's another opportunity to do something different, which is, as the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, noisnan lechaveru, you should rather give it to your friend, v'chaver lechaveru, ad shemagia lechatzar chitzona. So you should keep giving it to your friend, back and forth, one friend, two friends, but each guy should give it back and forth to somebody else, until you get to your destination. Because in this case, you have an akir done by one person, and a hanacha done by the other person. So it's better to do it this way, than to carry pachas midal ramas. Now the Rav here says halachas like Rabbi Shimon. And what's interesting is that the Rambam actually brings both options. He says that if one is in such a situation, he should either carry it pachas midal ramas, like the end of the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, or he should do like Rabbi Shimon says, he should give it to a friend and a friend to a friend, or back and forth. And the Torah says this too. So Tosfos Yom Tov explains that could be, maybe you could say, that the Rambam and the Torah held that it's either or. It's always best to do it with somebody else. However, if that's not possible, if you're the only guy, then you should do it pachas midalad amas. V'chein b'no, nosna l'chaveru. So Bishimon says, not just the case of the tefillin, but also if a person gives a bris, and he does the bris in the field, so the baby needed to go back after the bris for refuah. They couldn't leave the baby in the field. So nosna l'chaveru, v'chaveru l'chaveru. You should hand it off to many different people. Afilu mei, even if there's 100 people, and like the Rav explains, it's not so great for the baby to be handled by so many people. It's hard for the child. Nevertheless, better to do it this way than to carry it pachas midal ramas. Because pachas midal ramas is really the last resort. Like we've said, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi did not want to include that in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Shimon says, better not to do it. Even though we're saying, according to Tosfos Yom Tov, Rabbi Shimon himself holds that this is also the last option, but only if it's mamish the last option. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, noisten adam chavis lechaveru vechaver lechaveru. If you do this, a person can give a barrel to his friend and his friend to a friend, afilu chutz l'tchum, even if it's outside the tchum. Stama barrel. The Rav says we're dealing with a barrel that's hefker, because if we're dealing with somebody's barrel, somebody that owns it, we know that a person's barrel follows as far as that person can go. So this is hefker, and so the Tosfos Yom Tov says, so mistam what it just means, that if whoever claims it, it goes by him. So that's what it means, even chutz l'tchum, meaning even the chutz l'tchum for where it is now, because from where it is now, it can only go 2,000 amas, but this guy that claimed it, let's say he's got an eruv somewhere, so he can go outside the tchum. You also see the Rabbi Yehuda held that nichsei hefker are not koine shvisa, because if they were koine shvisa, they would only be able to go 2,000 amas from where they were. Like we had Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, a person that's sleeping, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri held in Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey that nichsei hefker is koine shvisa, and a sleeping person is like nichsei hefker, and when he wakes up, he can only go 2,000 amas. Amru lo, Sacham said to him, and the Rav says, this is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because we know that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds a Nichsei Hefker is kind of Shvisa bim Kaiman. Lo talchzo yosem iragli balea. This item should not go further than the feet of its owners. Meaning, the Rav explains, just like if there were owners that didn't make an Erev, they would not be able to go more than 2,000 amas, so too, this item can only go 2,000 amas from the place of its Shvisa. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri.